Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
How retail app Temu lures U.S. shoppers with mind-bending prices. A new e-commerce platform can beat Amazon on price by shipping direct from China. It's already racing up the charts. By Jennifer Conrad. The prices seem almost too good to be true. Lenovo wireless earbuds for $3.70, an eyebrow pencil for 59 cents, two outdoor solar lamps for $6.39, all delivered for free. Welcome to Temu, which brings the rock-bottom prices and frenetic energy of Chinese e-commerce to U.S. shoppers. Temu's website and mobile app launched on September 1st, the first U.S. storefront from Chinese e-commerce giant Pinduoduo. Amazon, eBay, and other Western online stores feature plenty of goods from Chinese suppliers. Temu's bargain prices are an experiment in cutting out the middleman by allowing Chinese vendors to sell their products directly to U.S. consumers and shipping directly from China rather than building out a network of U.S. warehouses. Temu seems to marry the everything store selection of Amazon with the low prices and social elements that have made fast fashion juggernaut Shein so successful. Temu, like Shein, features extensive reviews and user photos on its product pages, and it promotes collaborations with influencers. So far, the strategy seems to be working. On October 24th, less than 8 weeks after it launched, Temu was ranked at 39 on the list of most downloaded free iPhone apps in the U.S., and fifth among free shopping apps behind only Amazon, Shein, Walmart, and Nike. Temu looked desolate when it first launched, but it now adds thousands of new products each day, the company claims. Rui Ma, an investor and analyst who founded TechBuzz China, a podcast and investor community, says the store has evolved at China speed, the kind of fast iteration and growth Chinese companies are known for and that U.S. companies can struggle to keep up with. I think it's offering a pretty good customer experience, she says. I've ordered from there 3 times already. Her haul includes household items and those dazzling cheap Lenovo headphones, which are among Temu's top sellers. Temu may be artificially tempting right now. It offers free shipping with no minimum purchase and widespread 30% discounts, but Pinduoduo could be subsidizing early customers in a bid to gain word of mouth. The question for investors would be, how profitable is this? Ma says. Pinduoduo, one of the biggest online shopping sites in China, can afford to invest in a swing for U.S. customers. The company, which did not respond to interview requests, listed on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange in 2018 and reported nearly $15 billion in revenue in 2021. In China, Pinduoduo allows companies, including farmers, to sell directly to consumers through a popular mobile app very different from those offered by U.S. retailers. It includes gaming and social components, such as shopping via livestream. A popular group buying feature lets friends band together to get a product for an ultra-low price. But the company's success in China is built on a logistics network of warehouses and delivery partners. Winning the loyalty of U.S. shoppers who have many other, more familiar options will be one of Temu's greatest challenges, says retail marketing consultant Kathy Hotka. Its low prices appear to be winning converts, but they also come with a risk of blowback over poor quality and inaccurate sizing, she says. Previous attempts to crack U.S. e-commerce from China have met limited success. AliExpress from Alibaba, a giant in China, has failed to gain much traction and was flagged by the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative for selling counterfeit goods. Wish, a U.S. e-commerce site that features many Chinese vendors, has struggled with quality control and shipping issues. Shein has been successful in fast fashion, but has also drawn criticism for the environmental impact of clothes so cheap as to be almost disposable. Temu's website says it will offset carbon emissions from every delivery and prominently display its intellectual property policy, but it's too early to gauge the company's commitment to sustainability and copyright law. Ma says that within China, Pinduoduo used to be known as a purveyor of cheap, low-quality goods, but it has recently transformed its image and is now known for sustainability initiatives and efforts to help farmers. Wired went shopping on Temu earlier this week, surfing its mesmerizing but haphazard selection. After the introductory discounts were applied, a shopping cart comprising a 5-pack of kitchen sponges, a hair catcher for a bathroom sink, 2 flamingo print mouse pads, a mini humidifier, a stainless steel sink strainer, and a 2-piece set and pajama set came to just $13.97. The catch is that the order might not arrive soon. Temu can't compete with Amazon on speed because it dispatches orders from Pinduoduo fulfillment centers in China, flying them to the U.S. and delivering via U.S. mail. Temu's site says orders take 7 to 15 days to arrive in the contiguous U.S. and offers a $5 credit if a package doesn't arrive within its delivery window. Several online reviews claim items arrived within only a few days. For Chinese vendors, Temu offers an alternative to Amazon as a path to U.S. consumers, avoiding the fees the U.S. retail giant levies on vendors, which include a referral fee of up to 15%. Amazon has also banned many Chinese sellers for manipulating their ratings or posting fake reviews. The Chinese government lends a helping hand via programs that encourage Chinese e-commerce brands to expand abroad to offset slowing domestic demand. As of February, 132 special pilot zones had been designated across China, offering tax breaks to e-commerce companies that ship goods abroad. It's too early to say whether Temu is likely to become a significant competitor to Amazon and other U.S. e-commerce companies. It would be challenging for a Chinese newcomer to become a trusted place to buy high-end goods, says Humphrey Ho, a partner at HiLink Digital, an advertising agency that operates in the U.S. and China and has previously worked with Pinduoduo. Amazon may get to keep its dominance of higher-value purchases, but it will face increasing competition for cheaper items. Shopping is shopping. Everything comes from China, says Ho, who has ordered several items from Temu, mostly for his dog. This is just sourcing it directly from China.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.